The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah says, Dine Mamanas Maksirin. The Gemara asked for a minhu, Donis Adin, Zika Sachayev, Chiev Sazakai, Time Satar, Tier Satamen, Mashasa Asi, Vishalami Beso. That the din is not reversed. And the Gemara makes distinctions. The Gemara goes on for a while, discussing whether we can't reverse a psak of a Beistin. The details are extremely complicated and extremely difficult. The distinctions between Tav and Var Mishnah, Tav and Shikul Adas, Gadol Hemenu, not Gadol Hemenu, Mumcha. We are not going to be discussing here the exact details. This is the subject of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Chaf Hei and Chashan Mishpat, one of the most absolutely difficult simanim in all of Chashan Mishpat. For our purposes, we will suffice with noting that it is clear from the Gemara that at least in certain cases, if the Dayan has made a mistake, his psak can be overturned, he can be overruled, and the psak can be reversed. Now, this brings us to the basic topic of the appellate process, the existence of an appellate court in halacha. Nowhere in Shas and the early and the major poskim in the Shulchan Aruch is there any discussion of any systematic kind of appellate process in halacha. There are various gemaras and poskim, as we shall see, that indicate that if a dayan errs, he can be overturned, and we will soon discuss some of the Talmudic sources and some of the sources in the later poskim. However, there is no systematic discussion of this in either the Shas or the Shulchan Aruch or the most of the major poskim. Now, historically, there's an excellent survey article on this topic by Rabbi Bleich, originally printed in Tradition 28.1, 1993. It's been reprinted in his Contemporary Halachic Problems, who discusses the history in many of the sources. Historically, he points out, relying to an extent on Simcha Asaf's Bati Adin V'Sidreim, Achrach Simas HaTalmud, historically there have been communities in Europe and various places that have had institutions of appellate courts. However, as Rabbi Bleich points out, it's not really clear whether these were meant to be according to halacha or simply takanas. And today, the situation is that in Israel, in the official Rabbanut system, there is, of course, a Beis Din Leirurim, which hears appeals, much as a Western appellate court does. In the informal Batei Din, in the Haredi systems, both here and in Eretz Yisrael, the system is less clear. There aren't really formal Batei Din who are considered appellate Batei Din. However, depending on the Beis Din, there are some Batei Din that will be willing to review and even overturn the psak of another Beis Din. There are some that will not. That depends to an extent, I believe, on the temperament of the Danim, as well as their shittas on these things. As I said, only in Eretz Yisrael is there really, as far as I know, a formal system of an appellate Beis Din. Now, there was a great battle about this, actually, as Reb Bleich and others chronicle in the early 20th century, the 1920s, under the British, when they were establishing the early forms of the Rabbanut. The Westerners, the British themselves, and Western-leaning Jews, believed very much in the necessity of an appellate system for transparency, for accountability. The hardliners, the Haredim, the more traditionalists, did not approve it. They felt it was an introduction of the Minhagim of the Goyim. They fought it. There was a great battle with many tshuvas, many meetings. Rabbi Bleich mentioned some of it in his article. The Mishpatei Uziel, Rabbi Ben Zion Meir Chai Uziel, has a very long, comprehensive tshuva where he supports the appellate system in the beginning of his Mishpatei Uziel, Chashan Mishpat, on Simon Dalla's, a lengthy discussion where he defends the appellate system against Rav Chaim Hershenson, who was apparently somewhat opposed to it. Anyway, there was a great battle in the 1921, I think it was. Rav Kook defended it, and obviously it had become accepted. You know, there are many great poskim who have sat on the Rabbanut Batei Din, including the appellate based in the Tzitz Eliezer. Rav Altenberg has a tshuva where he defends the idea of an appellate based in, and he actually writes, Gam ha-charedim ha-kitzonim, even the extreme charedim, he says, are all willing to come to the Beis Din Leirurim, and the Adei Avoid Al Kach. I myself am a witness to this, as is known. He sat on the high Batei Din, and he knew personally that it had become accepted. So Lamaisa, as I said, in Eretz Yisrael, it is a well-established system that they do have a Beis Din Leirurim. In the informal private Batei Din, both here and in Eretz Yisrael, it's less clear. Anyway, so for the remainder of this discussion, I would like to discuss some of the basic sources, both the Talmudic sources and some of the later poskim. We're not going to discuss everything. It is a very difficult and complicated sugya, and as I mentioned, it's not really centralized. I'm just going to try to get a feel for some of the basic issues. So first we'll discuss some of the Gemaras involved, and then we'll move to some of the poskim. So as we've seen, Agamara clearly indicates that a psak can be overturned. Without getting into the details, but in certain cases, if the psak is an error, we can overturn it. The same thing is apparent from a Gemara several dafim earlier. The Gemara in the end of Zeborer, the Gemara brings a din, discussing various of the procedures of Beis Din. The Gemara says, "Im Amar Kisfu Tnuli Meida Tam Dantuni Kosin Venosin Lo." If a litigant says, please give me a written verdict, explain to me Meida Tam Dantuni, we do it. Now, again, the exact details of when we do this, when we don't do this, this is something which is commonly fought about in Bati Din. We're not going to get into the details here of when we honor that request and when we do not. This is discussed in Chesher Mishpat, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simi Yadalad, but it's Mavur from the Poskim there that the justification for this, the reason we give this written verdict in the cases that we do, is in order for the litigant to be able to appeal it. And Acharon HaMadayik from this, that it's clear that's the whole point. The reason we write this is to enable appeals, and it's clear that Halacha, just as we've seen today on Daflam and Gimel, that there is the possibility of overturning a psak based in. That's why we have to write the psak in certain cases, to allow for the possibility of review, and even overturning it as we may need to do. Another source the post can bring as a basis for overturning a psak din is a Gemara in Baba Basra and Laman of Beis. The Gemara brings a sugya there that is a discussion with Rav Nachman, I think, and other Amoraim, and he told them that if you see a psak of mine and you don't understand it and you think it's incorrect, so he told them, if I'm alive, then bring it to me, and either I'll explain it to you or I'll concede that I was wrong. And if I'm dead, he says, if I'm not around, then don't follow the psak. But also don't tear it up. You don't tear it up because maybe I'm right, maybe there's something that you missed, but also don't follow it. And the post can explain, Engel Dine El Mashain of Rose. If you can't ask me and I can't defend it and you don't see it, you don't follow it. So that Gemara, that's the third Gemara, which the post can say clearly indicates that we do not follow a psak. The second baseman will not follow a psak if he thinks it is wrong. Now, there are at least two other Gemaras, though, which are wisely cited by the Poskim, which seem to indicate that a second baseman must defer to the first baseman, must not second-guess and try to overturn the psak. One of the Gemaras they bring is simply one line in a Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Kuflam and Chesim and Beis, also in Yevamos, Daf Kuvav. This is a very famous line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Beidina Basar Beidina Lo Daiki. A Beis Din is not medayek, does not second guess, does not check the work of another Beis Din. Now, the exact context of the Gemara is somewhat obscure. The Gemara is not actually discussing reviewing the psak. The Gemara is discussing trusting that a chalitza was done properly, procedurally, that mistakes weren't made. But I'll call upon him, many posts can bring this Gemara, this principle, that Beis Din Basar Beis Din Lo Daiki, that a Beis Din does not second guess the ruling, the findings of an earlier Beis Din. Another Gemara, Mishnah actually, also a very famous sugya, appears in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hamad Aleph. This was a very famous story about Kiddush HaChodesh. There was a dispute between the Tanaim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Dosa, about what day the Chodesh should have been. So Rabbi Gamliel rules one way, Rabbi Yeshua did not agree. So Rabbi Gamliel demanded that Rabbi Yeshua appear before him on the day that would have been Rosh Hashanah, appear before him, that Rabbi Yeshua would have held was Rosh Hashanah, to appear before him with his makkel to show that he accepted the decision of Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Yeshua was not so happy, so he asked Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus, and he said, what should I do? So he told him, "Im bon anu ladun achar beis dino shel Rabbi Gamliel," if you want to start disagreeing with Rabbi Gamliel, "tzrichim anu ladun achar kol beis dino beis din shaman imos moshe vad achshav." We would have to second guess all the Batei Din. Now, we don't do that. We follow the opinions of the earlier Batei Din. It says, Shenemar, Vayal, Moshe, Vahar, Nadav, Avihu, Vashiva, Mizikne, Yisrael. There are 70 anonymous Zikain. Lamalon, Espash, Shmosan. Why did the Torah not tell us who these people were? Shel Zikainim, El Lalamed, Shekol, Shlosha, Vishlosha, Shom, Dubaisin, Shel Yisrael, Herik, Beitino, Shel Moshe. And we must follow them. Even though we don't know who they are, Rashi explains that people shouldn't say, Moshe is Moshe, but why should I follow you? The answer is no. Anonymous 70 Zikainim. Any 70, or any 3 of the Gemara says, any Beis Din, you must follow, and you can't say, well, I don't agree. You know, I have my own opinion. I'm a Talmud Chacham. So sure enough, Rabbi Yeshua was not till Maklo Ma'osa B'yado, and he accepted the authority of Rabbi Gamliel. So this also indicates, and the post can bring this as a raya, that we have to follow the opinions of earlier Batei Din. So we'll discuss several resolutions that Achronim give, for when yes, when not, when do you listen to another Beis Din, when don't you have to listen to another Beis Din. But these are the common Gemaras that are commonly cited in this context on the question of whether a second baseman, a second row, must accept the verdict of a first baseman or not. Now, we should point out, just in a general way, there are two issues the post can discuss, two reasons why perhaps you should not go to a second baseman. One issue is simply the covet of the first baseman, the loose of the first baseman. To simply dismiss them, to overrule them, to say that you don't care what they say, is considered an insult to the first baseman. Another issue is simply the rights, the legal rights of the litigant. The litigant who won can say, I followed due process, I went to Baston, I won, I'm allowed to follow the opinion of the first baseman. I can't be forced now to submit to a second in Torah. And as we'll see, both these points are discussed by the poskim. Now, when we get down to the Rishonim, there are two or three main sources that are widely cited as reasons why you do, as bases for the idea that we do not appeal. There's a Jewish Arush and a Tshuva of the Chazi HaTnufa, another Rishon, roughly a contemporary, who both say that a basin has no business reopening a case that has already been decided by an earlier basin. They use language like Ein Rashoi, they shouldn't. Now, there are those who learn that they just mean they don't have to, or they, it's not a good idea, but most Poskim, the Tzitzel and the Askelavdi and others, argue strongly that the clear indication of the Rishonim is not just that they don't have to or that it's not a great idea, but that they are actually not allowed to. There's actually an iser, or a strong injunction at least, that a second baseden not rehear a case that has already been heard and decided by an earlier baseden. These sources, the Rush and the Chazi HaTnufa, are cited by a number of poskim, including the Shach and the Sma at the beginning of Chosh and Mishpat Siman Yutess. Additionally, we have a Lavush. The Lavush in the beginning of Siman Yud Beis also says that it is inappropriate for a Beis Din to hear a case that has already been heard by an earlier Beis Din. He writes, Ein li zakei klo beidina batirinil ladaiki, a Beis Din should not rehear a case that has already been heard. And Kain lo devasof, he says, there's no closure. People will go around, you know, running to Batei Din, as unfortunately sometimes happens, to get a second opinion. That's not the way it works, he says. The second Beis Din should not reopen a case that has already been heard by an earlier Beis Din. Aruch HaShulchan also cites the Lavush in the beginning of Siman Yud Beis in Sif Gimel and Aruch HaShulchan. He writes, they shouldn't do it because Ein L'Davar Sof. And he adds, Mulvad Shezeh Garim Sino Machlokas, kind of a third argument. He loses the Beidina and he doesn't have to do it. And also he says, this causes Sino and Machlokas, which Bavan Sino HaRabim we certainly see. Ein Shalom Yotzimin Zeh. You're not going to win, he says with this. You're never going to get a satisfactory conclusion by having Batei Din constantly reopen the cases that have already been decided by earlier Batei Din. On the other hand, we should note that the Achronim bring the same Rush who says that a Beis Din has no business reopening a case. There are other places, though, where the Rush does say that if a Beis Din paskens wrong, he says you should tell the litigant that he's right and that the Beis Din is wrong, and if the Shos of Eda, he says, the Rush himself seems to agree, and again, we'll see some distinctions in the Achronim later, but the Rush himself seems to agree that there are cases where it is a mitzvah to tell somebody that he's been wronged and that he's really entitled to things that he's not allowed to, that basically deprived him of. There's an interesting tshuva in the Maram also. It's brought by the Mordechai at the beginning of Sanhedrin and Tafresh Ayin Vav. It's also brought by the Beis Yosef in Simon Chafei, Mechodesh Dalad. Somebody asked the Maram, a Beis Din paskin, and he thinks the Beis Din was wrong. He would like to actually summon the Beis Din to defend or explain themselves in front of some other Beis Din or some other panel. Does he have the right to do that? Ram says, absolutely yes, he says. You know, the sugi we just learned in Sanhedrin and the Flam and Gimel, that there's such a thing as Ta, and Ta is, it must be reversed, and he's absolutely within his rights, he says, to demand that the Beis Din explain themselves in front of somebody else. Now, earlier we mentioned the sugi of Kispuli Mezotam Dantuni, that in certain cases, a litigant has the right to demand a written verdict of the Psach. Aruch HaShulchan mentions the stira to what he just said. He just said, here it seems that you're allowed to ask for a written verdict because you want to appeal it, but we just said, Beidina Basa Beidina Lo Daiki. So Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting chiluk. This is in Siman Yudalot over there. He says that when Beis Din writes a written verdict under those specific circumstances where they're supposed to give one, they should explicitly write that we hereby allow a second Beis Din to review our work. Because otherwise, he says, we're going to have the klal of Beidina Basa Beidina Lo Daiki. So Aruch HaShulchan understood that in a normal case where they issue a normal ruling without any caveat, a second Beis Din should not reopen the case. However, in certain cases, they're supposed to issue a written verdict and present it for review. And in those cases, they should specifically authorize a second Beis Din to be able to review what they have done. Now, a number of Akronim deal with these theories that we've seen between the various Gemaras. A number of Akronim say very similar things. They make a very basic and very similar distinction. This is the Askel Avdi, the Chacham Sefer, Maznaim Mishpat, that's Rav Tzvi Kalischer, and the Mishpat Yuziel. And they all say very similar things. They all say that if we have a Psak of Beis Din, and there's nothing wrong with it, and we have no reason to doubt it, and it's fine, we don't simply re-air the case and start saying, maybe they missed this, maybe they missed that. We trust the Beis Din that they knew what they were doing. If, however, we see the Psak, and we see the reasoning, and we see that they've made a mistake, then Avada, like the Rosh said, the Shavas Aveda, Avada, we have an obligation to correct the mistake and to overturn it. The way they bring this far, they all say it a little bit differently. The way the Askel Avdi explains, he says, is that if they have not written reasons, they have simply issued a naked ruling, then we have to honor it. Even they chose not to explain the reasons, so we don't know what the reasoning was. So we have to assume that they were correct. But if they give the reasons and we see the reasoning is incorrect, then we have the right to reject it. Chacham Sofer, the Askel Avdi is in Chelek Dalet, Chashon Mishpat, Siman Beis. Himself as a tshuva in Chelek Vav, Siman Nun, he says something very similar. He says, if we know the reasons and we see the reasons are incorrect, then we should overturn it. If we don't know the reasons, we have to give them our full faith and credit that they knew what they were doing. The Maznaim Mishpat of Kalisher, he's in Siman Yutes, where they bring the rush. He says a little bit differently. He says that he said Beidin Abbas Beidin Ladaiki means that we do not reopen the case. We don't basically will not issue a new summons, will not have a new hearing, will not have a new session, we'll accept the first psak. However, he says if Beidin themselves sees the psak and they see it's incorrect, then they can reverse it. But we don't have a new trial, we don't actually have a new what we would think of as an appellate session. An appellate hearing, they simply read the verdict and they see whether they think the verdict contains mistakes. And if not, then they leave it. The Mishpat Yuziel also says this kind of approach. Similarly, he says that if Basin doesn't see any error, then they don't rehear the case. They don't reopen it, and they don't rehear the arguments. But if they see there's a mistake, then you can't let a mistake stand. The Torah is a Torah of Emes. They can't let a mistake stand. And therefore, then they will reverse the psak of the earlier Basin. Now, one major machlok sakran, which is also very relevant to this discussion, in the 16th century, and it echoes down through later centuries too, there was a major machlokas, largely among the Chachmei Sfaradim, whether the entire principle of Beidin Abbas Beidin Lo Daiki, the idea that we trust the first basin that they probably got it right, whether this applies at all b'zman hazeh. There was machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Afkas Rochel, and several other Akronim, the Radvaz and the Mabit. Does this apply b'zman hazeh? The Radvaz and the Mabit and others, later Akronim also, held that today, but they are not so capable, we're not as competent as we used to be. There are sources to this in Yerushalmi that we don't know how to do it in Torah today, and generally read us Adaras, and today we don't have nearly as much faith and optimism in the likelihood of the Beis Din to get it right. So today, the rule of Beidin Abbas Beidin Lo Daiki does not apply, and today we are able to review more easily the psak of an earlier Beis Din. Beis Yosef himself, though, disagreed. And he said, no, the klal applies. Beidin Abbas Beidin Lo Daiki, even today, a Beis Din is assumed to get things right. And he says that the klal certainly does apply, and whatever Beidin Abbas Beidin Lo Daiki means, it still applies b'zman hazeh. Now, getting back to what we said before, that the Israelis do have a Beis Din Lirurim, so as I alluded earlier, there are basically two justifications most of the poskim gave, Rav Uziel, the Titzeliezer, there's also a letter from Rav Cook where he says the same thing, and they all say that, putting aside this whole discussion of the various Gemaras, whether normally speaking a Beis Din does or does not have the right, whether it is or is not appropriate for a Beis Din to overrule, to overturn an earlier Psak, they say, that's all Mikra did. But we know from all of Chashon Mishpat that communities, that Batei Din, that leaders have the right to make Takanas. There are many Takanas of Chashon Mishpat throughout the generations that are not Mikra Din, but that Chachamim saw the need to do things differently. So they all say that there was a well-established takana, various stages of the development of the State of Israel and the rabbinate, where they were misakein that this should be the system, that this should be a Beis Din Lirurim, and therefore that is certainly binding regardless of what the Estim Halacha would be without the takana. Another point they make, closely related, is that there are many halachas in Chashon Mishpat in general, and even in Beis Din, the Hilchos Beis Din specifically, that litigants have the right to accept tribunals, to bind themselves to follow tribunals, even if they are not necessarily valid al-pi din. For example, you can accept krovim, you can accept other kinds of deviations from the procedures of Beis Din. So they say that when the litigants come to a lower Beis Din, and they know that the system is that there is a right to appeal, that either litigant can take the case to a higher based in Adaita Dachi. When they came, it was with that understanding, and they accepted the rules upon themselves, that they have the right, either party has the right, under whatever the rules and procedures are, that they have the right to appeal to a higher based in. This point is also made at length by the Choshen HaEfod. He was a Sephardic rabbi writing in Turkey, beginning of the 20th century, where there was some kind of governmental institution to have some kind of appellate system or a rehearing, as Reb Black says. He says it wasn't really an appeal, it was more like just a rehearing of the original case. And he has a long tshuva where he has pages where he goes back and forth discussing whether this would be valid Mikra Din. But he says, regardless, he says this thing about Daita Dahachi. Now, when they come to the basin and they understand that this is how the procedure is going to work, they think that there will be the possibility of a rehearing, and they accept that, so they have to follow that, and that becomes Din. And he says, we mentioned earlier, there is a problem of covet for the basin. Aside from the right to the litigants, we worry about the covet. He says, it's okay, sir, and covet, because when the basin participates in such a system, and they understand that that's how it's going to be, so that those are the rules of the game, so that there's no lack of covet in appealing if that's how the system is designed. It doesn't show a suspicion or a lack of confidence in the lower basin, but that's how the system is designed, to have oversight and to have a higher basin to review the decisions of a lower basin. So again, so these are the issues on the appellate system in Halacha. Historically, there have been many communities that have had it, and a number of them, and most notably the Rabbanut today in Eretz Yisrael. There is considerable doubt as to whether this is justified according to Halacha, based on the principles of Beidina Bas Beidina Lo Daiki and others. However, the consensus of the poskim, especially the Israeli poskim, the Tzitzeliezer, Chacham of Adi Tshuvan, and also in Yabia Omer, Chelik Beis, Simon Beis, Oschest, and Mishpatei Zil, and the Yaskel Avdi, and the consensus of, and the Rabbanut themselves are passing this way in various of their official Piskei Din, where they've defended, in the Piskei Din themselves, they've defended their authority and right to hear appeals. The consensus is that we do allow an appellate system, at least, if that's the takana, and there was a Daita Dahachi, if there was a mutual understanding that this is how the system works.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.